How you guys doing, Dave?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
I never introduce you as nose tackle anymore because you are all over that defensive line, and you were all over it again yesterday.
Well, thank you. I like that.
I mean, you were kicked out. They moved Chris Jones into the nose at one point and kicked you outside at one point. Is there a preference for you for what position you line up at?
No, not at all. I just think being up under this system for as long as I've been, I think the coaches feel comfortable moving me around, whatever the situation may be. So I don't care where I play. I just like to play. So anything to help the team win, especially at this point in the season, we got to do what we got to do to win ball games.
When did you get a sense that this was going to be a fun game for the Patriots? I know sometimes you talk about good practices and you just have a feeling that it's going to turn out well on the field. When did you know?
Well, I kind of figured this. I didn't, think about what the score was going to be, but I think Thursday after leaving the practice here Thursday, after going into the captain's meeting, just talking, with Bill and the rest of the captains, and we all felt the same way that we really, we really focused in on having a good day Thursday and just making sure we finish it up Friday. So we had a good feeling going into Friday and coming into this game that if we do everything that we was doing in practice, we'll be successful. And we did. We handled it in practice. We had things come up in practice where we made the adjustments and the corrections. And it was just one of those feelings that we got that we had a great game plan and everybody felt comfortable with what we was doing. And it showed Sunday.
It looked pretty obvious to me that both sides of the ball were very, very tuned in, very, very locked into what they were doing. But I saw offense and defense kind of playing off each other. I saw defense responding to Brady in the offense. I saw Brady in the offense responding to what you guys were doing. It doesn't always work that way, but it seemed to yesterday.
We always talk about playing complementary football in all three phases. So any chance we can get the ball back to our offense, we know it. The type of players that we have and the system that we have, that we capable of touchdowns and points. So my mindset was always, hey, let's get off the field and get our ball back to our offense and let them go to work. So, and we did a good job of that yesterday. I think third down, we was big in third down, and that was one of the main emphases that we wanted to attack down in red area. And I think we did a pretty decent job in those areas. So going forward, just, I think now – at this point in the season, everybody can see what a good week of practice can do for you. So hopefully that can roll over to this week going forward because we're going to need everything this week to play with every possible.
I think back to that Monday night game in Kansas City, and it's one of the worst performances I've seen the Patriots have in a long time. So you're 2-2 at that point, get blown out 41-14, and you haven't lost a game since. If you had to pin it to one thing or pinpoint – what the big difference has been, what would it be? I mean, you mentioned practice. Is that it? Just good practices going forward?
I think each individual is taking it upon themselves to be the best that they can be. I mean, everything is not going to work out perfect. We understand that. That's what happens in games and in football. And it's just everybody raising their level of play and just being more committed to the team. And I think from that point on, I think we have done a great job of that. The guys have really stuck together. We don't have a lot of guys coming in with their heads down, even though sometimes we do some stupid stuff on the field, but it seems like we correct them and we move forward. So that's what we're going to need. I mean, at this point in the season, we're going to need everybody to continue to do what they've been doing and do a little bit more because now you have, you're getting closer to the later part of the season where, injuries and little bumps and bruises, all those stuff taking care of your bodies is going to come in. And then everybody, the game plan is the game plan. Teams have identified who they are. So it's a lot of footage on films that we can go to and say, okay, this is what they did in a similar situation with this team. We just be alert. We may get some things like this. So I just think everybody just took it upon themselves individually and just raising their level of play, and it helped us.
We're talking with New England Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. You added a new player to the defense last week with Akeem Ayers. He got on the field probably even more than I expected yesterday. How hard does he have to work? How much was involved in him being ready to play and help your defense on such short notice?
Well, you know what? He came in and got right to work. I mean, from the first time I talked with, I could just tell that it wasn't going to be a problem with him picking up the game plan, because he knows football. He understands. He's a smart player. So I think, you know, being around this game and especially around New England Patriots for this long, most of our guys, if not all of our guys, is very have a very high football IQ, and he's one of those guys that came in on short notice, short week, and got some stuff down. And I'm looking for more opportunities for him down in the road, down the road for us. So he picked it up. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, especially in this defense, because we have so many different moving parts. But he came in, and we used him when we know that he felt comfortable, and we felt comfortable using him. And maybe his role increases this week, but he's definitely a good addition for us defensively.
You know, I've been looking at the rookie, Dominique Easley, and I want to ask you about him. I mean, I know your own learning curve when you came in and what it's like to figure out this defensive system, even for a defensive lineman. And you've seen a lot of guys come and go here. Some guys have gotten it, some guys haven't. How would you say the rookie is coming along at the halfway point?
He's coming along pretty well. And he's another guy. When he was coming in as a rookie, just talking to him, you could just tell that he have football smart. He's pretty smart when it comes down to football, understanding situations and stuff, and he works his tail off. I mean, in the weight room, in the classroom when we're in there, in the games, and the stand off for him. So he's been doing well, but, you know, at the same time, he's a rookie, so you need to know it's going to be a little longer season, and you just have to know. We have just got to keep punching away at it, but he's been coming along well for us.
Vince, we always appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. It's Broncos week. Have fun this week.
I definitely will, buddy. Thank you, guys.
Take
care.
All right,
Vince.
That is New England Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork.